Hello and welcome. This is Balzac here, also known as Jerry Doggy. And here with me I have Scar, who's also Balzacian, and we have Silk here for a little question and answer. So, Scar, you got any questions for Silk?
Yeah, I was actually kind of wondering what was the difference between the Proium PvP and the Archon's Awakening PvP?
The main difference between player versus player in Perillium and Acheron's Awakening. Acheron's Awakening is a bit more slow-paced than Perillium. In Perillium, the fighting's a bit more frantic, I'd say, on the whole, than in Acheron's Awakening.
Alright, so speaking about Perillium, I know in Perillium, the range attacks for spells and stuff are relatively simple, just one bio blast. What's like the difference between Perilliums and Acheron's Awakening spells?
Well, first of all, all the spells are... There's a lot of variety between the spells. In Perillium, you kind of get the same type of spell, just a different class with a different icon, you know. And they're all typically just simple projectile spells. In Acheron's Awakening, there's a huge variety of different types. You know, from your typical Diablo-style firewall spell to something like Nova spells that push enemies back, status spells. You can summon NPCs who have ranged attacks to aid you. And there's all sorts of crazy higher-level spells that allow you to do some pretty big AOE damage, as they say in World of Warcraft, attack on everyone, and it's a huge difference between the spells in Perillium and Acheron's Awakening, just in terms of size and the amount of damage you can do.
Okay. Another question I had here. Actually, is there going to be any kind of punishment for players who decide to log out during PvP battles or mob battles or anything like that?
Yeah, that's really important to the game, is that, you know, anytime somebody could just log out to escape being killed by a player or being killed by a monster, because when you die, you lose half your gold, and this is kind of a big penalty. So, yeah, the game knows when you are in battle, and so if you log out within 30 seconds of being attacked by either a player or a monster, it's just the same as dying, and next time you log in, you'll be a ghost, and you'll have to go retrieve your corpse. So it's the same penalty, and you'll drop your gold if you log out in the middle of battle.
I've always wanted to know how is in-game going to be taken? Is there going to be like where there's going to be a kind of like how WoW has it? You can have like a 10-man group go into a dungeon and have to fight a big boss, or how's in-game going to be treated?
I guess. That's one of the things that's still in progress. The initial release is not going to be the full game, where, you know, you can go through the entire thing and get to the end game. But a lot of the focus on the end game in Acheron's Awakening is going to be player-based, because I think that everyone plays online games for player-to-player interaction. And I personally am not a big fan of the way the World of Warcraft handles it, although I see the value in some, you know, raid-type dungeons. I could picture, like, a 10-man raid dungeon in Acheron's Awakening. But in general, the guild system really is the end game in this game, because guilds and guild halls and gaining control of the three guild halls on the island and retaining control against opposing guilds is really going to be a major focus in the game. And I expect there to be a lot of bloodshed on a day-to-day basis between players as they, you know, go out, attack each other, get mad, retaliate. I think there's going to be a lot of combat in the game, and I think that the whole guild territory system is really going to inspire players to be hardcore into the system.
How are guilds going to be treated? Like, how's the guild system going to work out? Is there going to be some kind of ranking system, or is it just going to be player-made ranks, or how's that all going to work out?
Well, I made a post about it a while back in the Developers Journal, and basically guilds, there's three guild halls on the island, all of which are neutral when the server starts for the first time. And when a player gets to level 20 and they have to be a subscriber, they can found a guild. And what they're founding is a unofficial guild. And in order to become official, they have to capture one of the guild halls on the island. They're located on three corners of Ankara, which is the name of the island. And basically, at any given time, there could be three official guilds on a server, or one guild could have control of all three guild halls. So your guild is only official if it controls a guild hall. There's several perks to being official as opposed to unofficial, but really any guild can capture a guild hall and become an official guild, or just gain more territory. So I expect there to be a lot of in-game warring between guilds. And membership's going to be important because you're going to need people to guard your guild hall around the clock.
Cool. Can you go into the kind of perks that you get?
A lot of that isn't totally finalized yet. That's one of the things that private testing is really going to get down to. But among other things, having your own guild hall, when you take it over, the NPC guards within it become your own. And so even when you're not there, you can have a horde of NPC guards watching your guild hall for you. Another major benefit is a centralized guild bank for both items and gold, which will allow for distribution of wealth between guild members. And on top of that, there's some other perks, including having an official guild tabard to wear to make all the people in your guild look alike.
So there's a lot of rumors going around lately that you actually have stopped working on the game because you're taking a break, and I don't know. Is there any truth to that?
No, there was some confusion when I made the member post about how I was taking a break from Beyond. And that doesn't mean I'm taking a break from working on Acheron's Awakening. Basically, I mean, Beyond is great in that, I mean, you can create your own games, and, it's really easy to do once you learn how to do it. But the downside to Beyond is, like any other place on the internet, is that, it's full of teenagers, and and the problem with teenagers is that man, there's drama and arguing and bickering, and I think that my involvement in the game lately, or my drive to finish the game, has also translated into more time on Beyond for me, which means more time around all of that. And it's easy to get caught up in all the stupid stuff that goes on Beyond and not be able to focus on actually working on the game. So really my break from Beyond, if anything, will benefit Acheron's Awakening and speed up the release, because I'm going to be devoting more of my time on the computer to coding instead of debating or defending myself or stuff like that. So really the supposed break from Beyond that I've decided to take isn't going to negatively impact Acheron's Awakening one bit, and I think we'll see the game released a lot sooner because of that.
So when is the game going to get released?
I'd really like to set a specific date, but every time I do that, I don't really make it. So I will say that the game could be released now to the public if I wanted it to be. It's complete enough to be an actual game. I'm waiting to perfect it before it gets released, because one, I'm kind of a perfectionist about stuff, and two, I think that, there's been so much anticipation built up and hype built up for this game that I want it to be as good as it possibly can be, and so it can live up to a lot of that hype that's been created by the Developers Journal and all that. So I'm not going to give a specific release date. I will say that I would be surprised if this game didn't come out in September. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't, but I guess we'll see. One of the things about developing a game by yourself is that you if something comes up and you don't get to code for a day, then that means that nothing happens for a day, or nothing happens for a week if you get interrupted for that long. So it's really hard to say if I'll have enough coding time, if I'll get interrupted, stuff like that. So really, it's all a matter of how much time I have and how much time I'm going to be able to devote to the game in the coming weeks. But hopefully we will see a September release, although I'm not going to stand by that.
Yep. Well, thank you for coming to our Balzacian TeamSpeak server and answering some questions.